Essentials. Support locally owned Bertarelli Paper Company for all of your business needs. Instead of shopping at the big box stores and fighting through long lines, work with Marco and his family directly, and they will take care of you. They have 30% recycled copy paper, disposable gloves, and a variety of other business essentials. You can contact Marco directly by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
All right, favorite day of the week.
To
yeah.
The sunny side of the street.
I love Thursdays.
Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy.
And most of you do too.
Is your step.
Even though it's not Friday,
life can be so
think of it as the eve of your favorite day, which is probably Friday.
I used to walk in shape.
Big weekend this weekend. We'll talk later, but Dan Strauss has got to be getting a little bit nervous right about now.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
That was the actual recording of the voice of the guy that owns the station. I went to shake his hand. This is how freaked out he is about the virus.
Wow.
He called me a damn dirty ape when I tried to shake
his
hand.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah, I happened to have my phone on record, thank goodness, and I captured it.
But you do have hair on your back.
Well, you've got a point there. So I guess maybe the ape thing would apply to me. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm in a really good mood because this is my Friday. This is the Friday for all of us on the show. It's okay to hate us for that. We don't work Fridays, not at this. So we have a three-day weekend coming up. It's also the day that Scott Sherman comes in the 4 o'clock hour. The most successful segment we've ever done. I based that statement on emails and on calls generated by the segment. So next hour, if you have a legal issue, Scott Sherman is an attorney, and he'll be here to help you all next hour. I will give you numbers toward the end of the hour so that the really smart people can go ahead and be lined up and ready to talk to Scott. I'm pretty sure I know that one person in the room has some Burke segment mm-hmm. material, but let me just throw it out like I always do. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Ooh. That's exactly who I thought it would be.
Really?
All right, here you go. Yeah.
Limestone Tim Phillips, everybody.
I do, too.
You're welcome. It's an upside-down gun.
I know, right? I'm going to show you in a second.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Frank. So, right, we all know
he's
that.
He's right. He's right. You took the picture upside down.
I know.
The same thing on my phone.
I don't know why it's upside down.
And,
I don't know why it's upside down. All right.
I don't know. You should be handling a gun. You can't even take a picture of a gun.
Hang on a second. Now, that's not fair. So, we all know I got my stimulus check last week, right? So I decided, what am I going to put this money to use, right? And like, I need to find a good use for it. So, like any normal person, I went out and
I don't waste it like spending it on your son or something.
He's got plenty of things. He's fine. He's got plenty of money.
And he
still got
have,
a job.
Yeah, and the whole time he's a baby or a toddler, he will. Grandparents are the greatest source of stuff.
Oh,
for
yeah.
little kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm with you. You deserve to spend this on yourself. Go ahead.
Right. So I went out, and like any sane person, I decided to buy myself some guns. Right?
Yeah, my kind of guy.
Upside down?
Let me ask a question first. Did you, and I guess I should know this, maybe you've told us before, did you own any guns prior to these two that you bought?
No. I fired guns before, but I've never owned guns before. So these are officially my guns.
Okay, I'll have some questions, but I'll go ahead and let you finish. Go ahead.
Sure. So the first one I got is this beautiful-looking shotgun. Tim, if you want to Google it. So you can see, because my picture was upside down. I'm sorry about that. I don't know how to get it the other way right, the right way around. But it was an RZ-17 tactical shotgun.
Mm-hmm. And it made by what? Remington? Who makes it?
I'm not entirely sure. Hang on a second.
I don't even know. Is it Mossberg?
No, it's a company from Turkey. I don't remember the name of it. I bought it through Rural King. I don't know how to say that in American accent.
Rural.
Thank you. Rural King.
When you say you bought it through Rural, you went to a Rural King place to buy it.
No, I actually looked online. It was through RK Guns.
Okay, they shipped it to you?
No, they shipped it to a Rural Gun King store. In Collinsville. I had to go over and grab it.
Well, that was my question. You had to go to Rural King to get it.
Yeah. Okay. I had to go there to get it.
Don't try and Americanize.
Well, it's just
yourself.
Weird when I say rural.
Yeah. No, I like
it's
that.
It's a hard word. No, it's a hard word even for those of us who didn't leave for 19 rural. Years. Rural.
Rural.
It's tough.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I went out and I got that. I looked online. It is annoying buying a gun in Illinois. So first I had to go to the store, get my background check done. Then I had to, even though they had the gun, then I had to wait 3 days before I could actually leave with it. Right? Even though I had bought it 2 weeks ago prior online.
Why in the world didn't you talk to me before you went through all of this unnecessary crap?
Why in the rural?
You live in Missouri.
I know.
So you go to Illinois, one of the most complicated, backwards places ever, as a Missouri resident, to buy a gun from a store in Illinois. And you shouldn't have had to even wait. You shouldn't have had to wait. If you'd have called me, you'd have had the gun the same day you wanted the gun.
I know. I wasn't thinking. It was kind of like I was just looking online, and I figured, why not? I didn't realize that there was a Rural King in Farmington, so I could have got it the same day I got my background check. I didn't realize there was one over there. I thought the closest one to me was Collinsville, so I thought, oh, this is easy, you know, not a problem.
Well, that is
annoying
closer
as
than
hell.
Farmington.
Yeah, it is closer than Farmington, but still, I had to make 2 trips out there, which was just annoying. But yeah, so that's the shotgun I bought. Absolutely beautiful. 12
Have you
gauge.
Fired a shotgun before?
I have fired a shotgun before, yes.
Okay. All right, good.
Yep, so I fired a shotgun before.
If you hadn't, I would say brace yourself.
Yeah, no, there's a decent amount of kick. I've only ever fired a 12-gauge, so that's why I bought a 12-gauge. That's what it is. Well,
that's a good choice.
Yeah, I figure it's pretty standard.
I'm going to interrupt because I can't help it.
Sure.
Go get yourself a box of quadruple-aught buckshot. Four zeros, quadruple-aught, 0000 buckshot.
Okay.
That's what you want for home defense. That's what you want to have in it under your bed.
Quadruple buckshot.
Okay. Yeah, don't get some bird shot or something. You're not shooting birds.
Okay, I can do that. Okay. Well, now I'm just waiting for a gun range to open up. Are they essentially, you're allowed to go to a gun range now? Are there any open to where you can go through, or are they closed down?
I have no idea, but here's what I can tell you.
Coronavirus.
If you don't find a place in 3 or 4 weeks or whenever, you know, we know the weather is really nice and I need a few more leaves at my house, you come to my house. We'll shoot that gun. I've shot guns at my house for 36 years.
Okay.
34 years.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll happily do that. Not a problem. So I bought that, and then the second gun I got was a little pistol, and it was a Ruger LCP 380. And
okay, why did you choose that as your, I'm assuming, self-defense pistol?
that because I wanted something that I could keep on my person that is easily concealable that you can fit inside of a pocket. Because
does it have a safety? Does it have a hammer?
It does not have a safety, those. It does not have a hammer. It does have a very, very tough grip, trigger on it. Let me go spacing for a second. But what I do have, though, and it only costs about $8, there's this company called Garrison Grip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they make this little rubber kind of widget that you put behind the trigger. So no matter how hard you pull, you can't pull the trigger all the way. Even if it is cocked and ready to go, you cannot pull the trigger and fire this gun. And
so it's just a safety thing.
Yeah, kind of. It's about, like, you know, maybe the size of a dime. The size of a nickel.
What's the point of it? If it's not for safety, so nobody can fire it, what's the point of it?
Oh, no, because, it's behind the trigger, so your chances of actually accidentally pulling the trigger have gone down to, like, you know, 0.01% chance of it happening. But if you actually need to use the gun, because it's made of rubber, you can push it out with a great amount of ease. So it's
like it sounds like a waste of money and a completely useless thing to me. But you and I will talk. Why did you buy that thing?
Just to give me a little bit more security when it's there, because I don't like the fact that it didn't have a safety on it, that it didn't have a button where you can push, like, no
matter
what happens.
Why did you buy it without a safety on it? Why'd you buy that gun? Who talked you into that gun?
Nobody talked me into that gun. I had heard some good reviews about it. I liked the size of the gun. I didn't I didn't want something too monstrous. You know, I don't need one of those revolvers that you can leave on, like, you know, the bedside table, security, something like that. I wanted something that I can fit inside my pocket, and that stood out as, like, you know, fitting the perfect criteria. And you mentioned that you own one, so you know that when you pull the trigger, even when there's one in the chamber, it's still very hard to pull that trigger back. You know, so I wouldn't say
you're not gonna accidentally pull the trigger.
You know, the trigger's not gonna go off by you putting it in your belt buckle, basically.
Right.
Which because I wanted to, I got the Garrison Grip anyway, because that goes behind the trigger. Because then, I don't know, there's still a very, very slim chance that it might happen, but with the Garrison Grip, there's like 0% chance, or almost.
And with the Garrison
chance.
Grip, if you need it and need it quickly, you're done.
Oh,
it's
too late, and you're screwed. I'll show you, because, like, within, as you're reaching for your gun, you can push it out from behind the trigger, and you're ready to go.
You understand you can also do that with a safety. If you had a safety, just take the safety off. I'm not sure why you bought that gun. I would probably tell you that was not the best choice, but you've already got it, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Now what you have to do, now that you have it, here's my advice.
Yeah.
Shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot it enough. Shoot it 3 or 4 times a year.
Yep.
So that you absolutely know it inside and out. You know the configuration. And you know for a fact it has no safety, correct?
Yep. It has no safety at all. Okay. It's just a really,
will
really
you,
tough trigger.
Will you keep it chambered or unchambered in most situations, wherever it is, by the bed, in your pocket, whatever?
Unchambered.
Okay, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
That handgun, for you to use it if you need it. If a carjacker approaches your car, breaks your driver's window out, reaches in to get you, grabs your arm, you need now two hands to fire that gun because it's not chambered.
Right. Well, you said bedside table, so yeah.
Well, bed's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
If it's by the side of the bed and you reach for it, it won't fire unless you have both hands free to pull the slide back and put one in the chair. I'm just telling you. You bought it now. It's yours. We're gonna make it work for you. We're gonna make sure
I absolutely love what you're doing. The grip was a little bit small, so I had to buy a grip
extended magazine.
Well, no, I didn't get an extended magazine. I like the 6 mag. Because I think the step up from that is
the 10
magazine.
No. Extended magazine doesn't mean more bullets. It means an extension for the grip.
Oh, my bad.
Magazines that have an extra lip on them, so that makes the grip longer.
Oh, I was able to get one of these little plastic widgets, so I could take off the old base and put on the new one. And it fits perfectly. It's able to hold the pinky, which that I liked.
Okay, well, I got news for you. I'm happy with everything you did. I'd much rather know that you did this than did not have a gun at all.
Yeah, right.
And that's everybody's choice, too. Good for you.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's a great little gun.
And that's a Ruger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Ruger LCP.
I got five, six Rugers, different Rugers, I think. Yeah, Ruger's a fine gun. You know, these people that think, well, my friend told me that I needed to buy a Smith & Wesson or a Taurus, right? Screw your friend. Your friend is not you. And
right.
You're not going to be firing this gun hundreds of rounds a month.
Right. I do have a friend that has a Taurus for sale. I'm going to try and remember. He said, I think it can shoot either a 45 and it can shoot a shotgun shell. I don't remember.
It's a judge. It's either a judge or the governor that make two guns. Taurus makes the judge and the governor.
Right.
And it's a revolver. And
right.
In the cylinders, yes, you can put either a 410 shotgun shell or a 45 Colt shell.
Could you, I mean, I'm going to have to look at the size of the shotgun shell because, well, I'm imagining it's nothing too small, but, I mean, a shotgun shell inside of a pistol, I mean,
it's a small shotgun shell. It's the same diameter as a 45 Colt bullet, so it's not a 12-gauge shell.
Right.
It's a small shotgun shell. I'm that guy that as soon as the judge came out, 25 years ago, I had to have one. Like right away. So I had a judge immediately. You know how many times I've used it? One.
Really?
I took it out and fired it, and that was it. It's heavy. What? Sorry.
Someone just called and said biometric safe. The stick on the side of your...
is that the one where they use the fingerprint?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of those,
actually. Yeah, you said they cost about $130 or something like that.
That's not bad.
You're going to get all kinds of advice from all kinds of people. Most of the advice will be BS from people who only know about what they have.
Right.
Okay. It's no different than buying a TV or you know, one person will say, well, I remember when they'd say, you don't want plasma, you don't need an 80-inch because you get. Ignore all of that. This is about you and what's right for you. So you're going to now hear from people when this comes up in discussion, you should have bought this, you should have done that, you can't do that. Just ignore most of it.
I will.
Most of it.
I'm gonna
go. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm going to try my... when it comes to purchasing another gun, I'm going to go, as I made with these purchases, what I feel comfortable with and kind of go with my gut. Because I don't want to buy a gun that I'm like, I have no idea how to use this and I'm intimidated by it, because then that just makes me a dangerous person.
Your shotgun is a pump shotgun.
Yeah, it is.
Perfect.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you want. Do you know there's a plug in the tube? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, so that if you take the... Well, hang on a second. Do you mean the ammo tube? So yeah. I can get... Okay, yeah. I had to watch a video on that, actually, because it said it could carry 5 with 1 in the chamber and 4 in the thing.
Right.
And I could only get 2 in, so I was like, what's going on here?
Because the plug was in there.
Yeah, so why did they even put the plug in?
Because for hunting, legally, you cannot hunt and have, like, 6 shells in your gun. You can't. You're only allowed 1 in the chamber and I think 2 in the tube. You're not hunting with it. Take that stinking thing out and put all the shells you can get in it.
No.
Because if a bad guy gets in your house,
right,
he needs to be dealt with very severely so that he can't make it to the hospital. So
right on. I would like to see when it comes to the shotgun, what can you shoot? Like what bullets are you allowed to use or cartridges are you allowed to use in a range? Like, are you allowed to use slugs? Do you have to just use slugs? Are you allowed to use, like,
Can I tell you that I've never taken a shotgun to a range? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Right.
Because ranges are generally for accuracy and hitting targets at a specific distance. Well, the point of a shotgun, how long is the barrel? Do you know?
18 and a half inches.
Perfect. That's exactly the size of the barrel under my bed. Mossberg Street Sweeper.
Nice. That sounds like a nice
name. You don't need to go to a range because you're not trying to hit a target 20 feet out.
No.
If you can hit your bedroom door, you're good to go, and you will.
Mm.
That's all you need. You don't need to go to a range with that thing. You just need to fire it a couple of times so you know what the kick feels like. Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
I can look at the picture again. Is it a pistol grip or a collapsible stock?
Pistol grip, I believe.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that, but... whatever.
I do want to get one of those handles that I can put on there to give it me an extra grip, but I don't know if those...
I know what you're talking about.
Are those
it's basically a pistol grip, and you still have the shoulder stock, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I love it.
Not exciting to people who hate guns. They're mad right now, but it's exciting to me.
Well, honestly, I'm just waiting for one of my English friends to talk about gun violence or something like that and how taking away guns would solve all of America's problems, because every now and again they do. So then I can just post a picture of me, who they went to school with and know very well, and say, hey, look, I have guns. Let's have a discussion about this.
I be careful posting pictures of yourself with guns.
I've done it and I wish I hadn't done it. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not going to do that with, like, you know, some Don't Tread on Me post or anything like that in the background, or Rambo bandana, but I'm just going to say, like, you know, what I'm capable of. Like, it would probably be in a Facebook message or something like that. I'm not going to go on a gun rampage and be...
I'd rethink all of it. There's no need to show people that you're gone with you with the gun. This is just me.
Okay.
Do whatever you want. I did it and I regretted it. I just wished I hadn't done it. Because there are people out there who, if they see you with a gun, they lose their minds for whatever reason. It's your business and only your business. And there's nothing to be gained.
True.
By saying, hey, look at my guns. I'm holding my guns. To some people, it makes you look like a nut. So I'm glad for you.
Loaded up phone lines.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Sure we do. See, talk about guns. Lines up.
Yeah, guns and barbecue.
We are in the middle of the Burke segment. If those people don't mind holding, did you have anything else?
No, I've got nothing else. I'm good.
If everybody's okay with this, we'll take a couple of calls, and then we'll get back to the Burke segment. Let's take Mike's call. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, thank you. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a couple things I've been listening to this week. You guys were talking about barbecue the other day and pork steaks.
Yeah.
And we relocated to Indiana about 10 years ago. And, you know, talking to guys who work and stuff about barbecuing. I said, yeah, my dad can make the best barbecue pork steaks. I'm like, what are you talking about? And to them, it was foreign. In Missouri, you couldn't go anywhere in the summertime. You know, like the Boy Scouts were having a barbecue, or, you know, fundraising. Barbecued pork steaks was huge, and here they've never heard of it.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of states like that have never heard of pork steaks. It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah,
and they're awesome. And another weird thing here is to go along with the barbecue, and you go over to someone's house, they say, hey, what do you got? We're gonna play some washers, you know, maybe some volleyball. We're gonna play some cornhole.
Washers.
Yeah, cornhole. Yeah. I love cornhole. The game, not the other.
They said, well, you're from Missouri, what do you call it? I said, well, beanbag toss, I guess, is better than cornhole. But
yeah, corn.
I don't know what cruel person decided to start calling it cornhole. I was fine with beanbag throwing.
I think there were, originally there were corn kernels in those bags instead of beanbags. They made the bags with corn kernels, and then...
Or maybe they threw corn cobs into the hole. I don't know. But I know what it is.
Cornholio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, no, I was just... Dan quoted Beavis and Butthead, so I did as well. Sorry.
If you talk about washers to your friends in Indiana and you want to do it and let them know you're from St. Louis, you have to call it washers.
Washers, like Washington, yeah. Missouri. Yeah.
And miraculously, Dan was actually right about something. As cornhole, cornhole has its own Wikipedia page, Frank, of course.
Whoa.
And he's right. The original game was 16-ounce bags of corn kernels. That's why they called it cornhole.
Huh. Whoa. That makes sense. See? Instead of beans, they were corn kernel bags.
Mm-hmm. They were throwing corn cobs at somebody's butt. Called
cob hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good place. Cabo San Lucas. We've been there. Cob hole, Mexico. Was there anything else, Mike?
Yeah, there's a couple things I wrote down. I wanted to, because I've been waiting to call all week, but I've been busy. But instead of the pork steaks here, you know, or the toaster ravioli is another one they've never heard of. But here, they're real big on the breaded tenderloin. It's like the steak sandwich. It's like a real big deal.
I love breaded tenderloin. They have it here. You can get it in St. Louis, but it's not the big deal, I guess, it is there.
Yeah. And yesterday, you guys were talking about, of course, you know, Sling Blade and also talking about Jerky Boys. Frank, have you ever seen or looked up on YouTube, search Sling Blade Calls a Priest? And what it is, he calls to confess a murder to this priest, but they're only using voice clips from Sling Blade.
I have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
Hey, do they call soda there pop?
Yeah, they call it pop. That's another thing. And they always call baseball gloves mitts. Like they'll say, hey, grab your mitt, even if it's not a catcher's mitt or a first baseman mitt.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go call it mitts, you know.
Oh, why did you move to a place where people talk like that? Yeah, why did you move there 10 years ago? No. Did your job? Was it for your job? Or?
Yeah, I was laid off the Chrysler plant. We transferred to Indiana.
Okay.
When they closed the plant now. Hey, one more thing there, Frank. I had a question. Why, on today's Trivia Thursday, how come Rathboy is never involved? I mean, everyone else in the studio gets to play, but Rathboy never gets to play trivia.
Well, Rathboy asked to be excluded because there's something he's very self-conscious about. Rathboy quit school in the fourth grade. He left and joined the circus. I know that young people don't know what that means, but he actually ran away with the circus, so he's not very well educated. He's self-conscious about it.
And he only gives one answer.
And he's afraid he'd always come in last, unless there was a trivia question involving that favorite product of his. Yeah. So he asked
and
to
you
be
made me
excluded. Well, that's why Red Bull is not included.
Okay, one last thing. This is the last thing for real this time.
You said that two things ago.
Yeah.
But we don't care. We need to kill time till 6 o'clock. So go knock yourself out.
Yeah,
go right ahead.
One more thing there.
Anyway, fellas, one more thing.
Anyway.
I called over the last few months and asked you, you know, the history of Rathboy, the history of some other things, Hebe, where Hebe came from. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Hebe.
Always on the job. Could you tell me where Bruce came from? Bruce Lempris, the All Boy Orchestra. I'll hang up. Yeah. Could you tell me the history of that?
We don't have to hang up. Here's the answer. I have no idea. There are things that I have come up with. I don't have any idea why. It was just on the spot, and it's usually because, in a lot of cases, Dan will say, I'll say something like, I just want to thank our orchestra leader. We have our own radio studio orchestra, and Dan will go, what's his name? So I have to just instantly make up a name. For whatever reason, I just said Bruce Lempris and the All Boy Orchestra. That's it. There's no other reason, and we just stuck with it. So there's your answer. Well, it has no other meaning.
You guys were talking yesterday how the Pride Fest got moved back. Are they the official polka band of the Pride Fest?
Well, they were supposed to be. Hopefully, they'll still be able to do that in August because it was moved to August. I think middle of August, 15th. Right in there.
So they're hoping to be. Go ahead.
They're hoping to be.
You guys have extra bathrooms for those guys, or is that just like I think you said they wore dresses and such.
They wear skirts a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, skirts, the boys love skirts. The freedom, the free feeling that a skirt gives you. I don't know. I've never worn a skirt, but
you should see them march.
When they march, they just can't kick your knees up real high. You show too much. They'd be careful when they march, but. Yeah, hopefully they'll be in that parade.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, Mike, thank you for all the questions. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Mike had a whole laundry list of questions. I like that. Let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello there. I'll make this real brief. I got two things to mention. As a firearm owner myself, I'd like to mention about if you have a child in the home, just be careful you have that firearm pretty well secured.
I agree with you, and I think anymore, if you have to tell somebody that person probably shouldn't even have a firearm. If you have to tell them to keep it where a child can't get access to it, would you agree? I mean, that's just such common sense.
Well,
but sadly, there are people who have guns, and the kids can get to them.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Good point.
My second point is there are some conservation areas that have shooting ranges. I was at one just this week.
Oh, really?
And so some conservation areas, the one I went to is out near Kingdom City.
There's one at Weldon Spring. I mean, you can go out to...
Sure.
Yeah, there's a shooting range out there. I've just never shot a shotgun at a shooting range.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to do that at some skeet shooting facility.
Right.
Out
in
the open. Or on a stagecoach.
or on a stagecoach. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you go to a shooting range and you put up a target and it's, I don't know, 20 feet from you, 30 feet, you go, hey, I hit it. Well, of course you hit it. You have a shotgun. Right. You almost can't miss it.
Right,
shotgun.
Yeah.
The point of a shotgun is to scatter a whole bunch of pellets
right.
so yeah. that you will hit it. So yeah. it's not exactly a test of accuracy, but yeah. you still should do it to get familiar with it.
Right. Okay. Bye.
All right. And by the way, he mentioned safety. One of the great things about with your little Theo, your son, a shotgun,
yeah.
it, unless there's one chambered and the safety is off, there's no way for quite a while little mm-hmm. Theo is going to rack one in that shotgun.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he can't. Not. It's not something a little bitty child could do.
No, he can barely sit up right now. I'm good for a few months.
Let's go to Steve. I love this. We got a lot of callers here. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine. I'm aiming the piano. Hey, real quick, Mike was John because he said, hey, Frank, one more thing. Like
he was, wasn't he? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So, different voice. But, hey, Frank, I took a page out of your book because you'd always said for self-defense to have something that you've got to put a bullet in, like a 9mm or something, you always take it, you know, if you're, I got a Taurus Judge on a gun magnet on the back of my headboard with 410 shells in it. So there's no, I mean, there's no mistake that there's not going to be a jam up in that gun.
Well, you can't jam. If a revolver jams, get rid of it because revolvers should never jam. It's either 150
right.
years old and rusted or,
right.
yeah, revolver, they don't jam.
Right. So I've got that, and, you know, that's the one that I use. If somebody comes in here, they're going to get a laser beam on their forehead and followed by that 410 shell. But I also have...
What kind of shell is in there? What 410 shell? What shot do you have in that shell?
You know what? I am not positive on that. But
well, then let me tell you what you probably have. You probably have a 7 or 8. It's bird shot. And my advice to you is yeah. get rid of that shell and either load it with 45s or load it with quadruple-aught buckshot, because if you hit me with that Judge with that shell in it, you're just going to make me mad. So I got to penetrate. It's going to get under the skin a little. It's bird shot. I'm not a bird. So my advice is 410's fine if the right shell is in it. Tom?
Yeah, I got 45s I can put in there, and I'll do that this afternoon. But I love going to shooting guns. And I'll tell you what, my dad, when he passed away, he had gotten a gun from the commander of his VFW post. And it's a Dan Wesson, not a Smith & Wesson, but a Dan Wesson 44 Magnum with an 8-inch barrel on it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was funny. I went to my dad's one time, and he pulls this thing out from underneath the cushion on his couch. And he says, this will stop them if it comes in, if they come in on it. And I go... It was so heavy for my dad, loaded. He couldn't even hold it up. I said, yeah, it'll kill him if you lay him down on the floor. You know, get him to lay down on the floor so you can shoot him. But that's a really cool gun to shoot. I don't know if you ever shot one before, but...
I have one. I have two 44s. I have a 7, 8-inch barrel Ruger Red Hawk 44 revolver, 44 Magnum. That I yeah. shoot once every 5 years because it's not a fun gun to shoot. It's too powerful. And the only use for a gun like that is big game hunting. Otherwise, it's just way too powerful.
Oh, it
and
is
it's,
so
it's
loud.
Just not fun.
You can't hear. If you don't have ear protection, you can't hear after you shoot that thing.
No, you'll ruin your hearing.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell Limey.
Yeah,
I love shooting shotguns. We, what you got to get into doing, and you will have a blast with it. And Frank, I'm sure you've done it.
Blast! I see what he did there.
Skeet shooting is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
I've only ever done it once before, and I really did like it.
It is fun. What? And then I was going to tell you, Frank. I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but. There's a couple little VFW halls around here, and in the wintertime, they like to have their gun shoots outside, but in the winter, when it's cold, they bring it inside and they have everything protected, and they do BB turkey shoots. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
A BB turkey shoot? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, they use BB guns. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, people that like to shoot, they'll take anything, indoors, whatever they can get. They like to shoot.
Limey, you'll love it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Whitey's next. Wow, look at this. Your phones are full. Whitey, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Doing good, Frank. I'll be brief. Number one, about Limey's questions that he had, most of the time you can look on the back of a box of shotgun shells, and it'll give you a whole range of the shot size and the animals that would typically be hunted.
Right on.
And case in point, number BBs and T-shot, steel shot is for basically geese, and you've got fives and sixes for, and that's steel shot also for ducks. Turkey hunting, restrictions are four, five, and six size shot, and trying to think what else. Your bird shots are basically six, like for pheasants, quail, chuckers are six, seven and a halfs, and eights, and depending upon what.
Whitey, you just told him so much stuff he will never remember.
Yeah, right. When you mentioned the numbers, are you talking about the size of the individual pellets inside the cartridge?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Right on.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, I'll send over an email to Frank and with some of this same information and go from there.
Yeah, sure.
Just send it to Limey. Just send it right to him. Give him your email address.
Yeah, it's limeyphillips@gmail.com. limeyphillips.com@gmail.com.
Okay, sounds good. One last thing. When we were on our first trip with you in Jamaica, Frank, I was asking you about a recommendation for a dependable handgun for Sue. And you said a 38 special, hammerless, and we bought that.
I don't know if I said hammerless, but 38 special with or without a hammer, that is always my recommendation for anybody who doesn't shoot a lot and wants something to have at home.
Right, and all you have to do is pick it up and pull the trigger. That's right.
The problem with the hammerless is the trigger pull is harder. That's a good thing, because a kid or somebody's not just going to pick it up and it's going to go off. With a hammer, you have the option of pulling the hammer back, and now it's much easier to squeeze the trigger. But hammerless is fine, as long as the person is strong enough to squeeze the trigger. And I'm not saying that as a joke. There are a lot of older people who don't have a lot of grip, and they have arthritis. A lot of trigger pull is tough for them. But in a panic situation with the adrenaline pumping, you'll pull the trigger.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, a good strategy that we use, because we're out here in the country quite a ways from anybody, is I've got a 1 million power spotlight, and it's cordless and all that, and all you have to do is pick it up, and that couldn't be any better
Actually, it could, Whitey, and you and I are going to have a talk about lights. Okay. 1 million candle power was really impressive 15 years ago. Okay. Yeah. I have a couple of lights that will make that 1 million candle power light look like somebody took a drag on a cigarette and it glowed in the dark. There are much brighter LED lights than the old.
Yeah.
Candle power is gone. Lumens, that's what you want. Yeah. You want at least a 1,000 lumen light. Best is like 3,000.
Oh, yeah, this one that I've got is 15 years old, but my attitude was, well, you've got it, set it by the bed, and if anything's cooking, first thing you do is put that in their eyes and then pull the gun out and go from there. So, anyhow, enjoy the show.
Thank you. We enjoy that you listen and call. We know who you are. Thank you, Whitey.
See you later.
Whitey, good guy. Multiple time traveler. Like 8 trips with us when we took those trips. Go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. See what you started, Lyman?
Yeah, no kidding.
These guns. Look,
people like talking about guns.
Look what you started. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Frank. I was in law enforcement for a long time. I think you know who I am. And
I do. Your last name starts with a W, I believe, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You're correct.
Okay.
And, oftentimes people call about advice on firearms and things like that. You've given the best advice for somebody who's not that familiar, wants something for self-defense. the 38 Special Revolver. I think the Smith & Wesson is probably the best. A hammer shroud or hammerless, I think, is also a good recommendation. But here's the problem. Many people buy self-defense weapons, either they're going to carry or for home use, and they never really become familiar with them. I'm going to recommend the Limey. Don't think about that firearm as a self-defense weapon until you've gotten 200 to 300 rounds of ammunition through it at a range. You need to become extremely familiar with the operation of the firearm.
Right.
Also understand the nomenclature so that you can identify what is the trigger, what's the hammer, what's a magazine, not a clip, the magazine.
Okay. Yeah, a clip is a whole different thing. People make that mistake all the time. They go, well, I put a clip in it. No, you didn't. You put a magazine in it. A clip is a whole different deal. And that's why, I don't know if you heard Jim earlier, one of the first things I told Limey was you need to fire both of these things 3 or 4 times a year. You just have to. And each time you do, run 100 rounds through it. A round is a bullet. All that means is bullet. Run 100 rounds through it when you do it.
So what is a clip then when you say?
Well, a clip is more of a military. It's similar, but it's not the same as a magazine. It doesn't matter. People know what you mean when you say clip. And here's the other thing, to Jim's point. That Ruger LCP or whatever it is, can possibly jam on you. A revolver will not jam on you. One of the reasons I recommend a revolver, it can jam. That's another reason to shoot it and shoot it and shoot it, because some of these guns have kind of a break-in period. Right, Jim? You've got to kind of work them in. Yeah. And they'll jam the first couple hundred rounds.
You may have had an issue with a revolver, somebody having a difficulty pulling it. Revolvers, they will break in. They'll smooth out. And if you're still having some difficulty and the action just feels way too heavy, you go to a good gunsmith. They can swap out a rebound spring and make that action a little bit lighter, a little bit easier. But getting back to your firearm, you also should have some dummy rounds that you can practice with. Yeah, you can get them online from Brownells or someplace. And when you're going out to test fire yours or practice with it, have somebody load up a dummy round somewhere in the magazine so you can practice how to clear a malfunction. That's also an important thing that you need to understand. How do I clear this weapon if there is a malfunction so I can get back in the game?
Is the dummy round like just plastic or rubber or something that you put inside the...
They're usually plastic, or they could be metal, but they're usually painted red so you can quickly identify them and know that it's a dummy round.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Because you're intentionally jamming the gun, basically.
Right. You're trying to force a malfunction so that you have something to work with. Yeah. All right.
Exactly. And in a revolver, it will also show somebody when they're at the range and you're teaching them how to shoot. And when they hit down on a dummy round, you'll see the flinching that takes place. And then that person becomes more aware of it when they see it for themselves, that they're flinching on an empty chamber. So just something to try out.
Right.
I'll also email you some information, Limey, that I think would be
good
for you to perhaps think about.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, AM and PM. Take care, guys.
That guy's a former cop. You listen to him. He's
right,
a cop.
Absolutely.
And flinching, when people pull the trigger on a gun, they're not even aware of the fact that in anticipation of what's coming, they kind of, it's going to be loud, it's going to kick, so they actually jerk, and it throws your aim off. The other thing people do sometimes is they don't pull back. Use the tip of your finger to pull the trigger. Don't wrap your finger around the trigger. You'll pull it to the right if you're right-handed, and you'll be off target. Pull it straight back with the tip of your finger. There's just so much. You know what? There's so much stuff.
Right.
Then you get into the whole ammunition thing. Here's your ammo you buy. You just go in and say, what's the best self-defense ammo you sell? And it's going to be some kind of hollow point something. And that's what you ask for. And there's 50 different good ones, probably. But good self-defense ammo. That's what you want. Not for target practice.
Right.
You can target practice with just Full Metal Jacket, whatever. You're going to learn a lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be fun. Wow, this is incredible. Let me do a little bit of business, and we have time. We'll take another call, and we'll make it work. We'll figure it out. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, as you know, is open for your service needs. You need to have your car serviced. Service department is open. Can't hang out in a group in the waiting room. In fact, I don't even think you can go in the waiting room. You go outside. You go home. If you're a customer and you bought a new car there, they have loaner cars. You go home, service is done, they call you, come back and get it. So not a lot of inconvenience there at all. You can buy a new Chevy. You can buy a pre-owned car. Go to their website. It's a great website, Londoff.com. Start the shopping there. Find what you're interested in. If you have any questions, you call. Somebody will help you. And then ultimately, you'll end up making an appointment. You go down, you get behind the wheel, take a drive. Boom! It's your car. So, yeah, limitations. All businesses have them, even the ones that are open. It's not the end of the world. And there's really not much that you can't do that you could do before. And that, of course, is service the car or buy something new or pre-owned. They're there for you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Again, the website, 247londoff.com. I can work. Is Tim next? I think he is. Let's work Tim in here.
Yep, Tim's next.
Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm AM and PM.
What's up?
And God bless America. I'm glad that Limey has chosen to go ahead and involve himself with firearms for self-defense and whatever other purposes he has involved, but what I was wanting to do is tell him to listen to Frank. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very excellent source of information, and for your Ruger LSCP, I have one. Learn the two-thumb forward method of shooting. It's much more accurate, and get yourself into a training situation with someone that is NRA instructor that can show you how to shoot the pistol right. Correctly.
When you say the two thumb method, I can't describe it right now because I'm on the air. But do you mean when you're holding the trigger? So you're
not
holding
the gun.
I mean, no, you're holding the gun. I meant to say
you're holding the gun.
Right, you've got your thumb.
Your thumbs.
Yeah.
Pointing forward. On the left side, if you're right-handed,
right.
You'll be holding both thumbs on the left side of the gun to keep from the firearm from shifting while you are shooting it.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean. Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
Here's the other thing. So, what do you call that, Tim? That piece of skin. There's a name for it between your thumb and forefinger. That web. That little piece of skin. If you're not careful, you will. Tim knows exactly what I'm about to say. You will rip that open and cut yourself very badly if you're not holding. Because when that slide comes back, it comes back with a lot of force. It'll rip that skin right open.
You will probably the web between your thumbs. You probably won't hit that if you're instructed by. You know, someone that really knows what they're doing.
Right.
And I'm sure that Frank could tell you that. He seems to be pretty knowledgeable. And
that's the other great thing about YouTube. Go on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and search proper thumbs forward grip for handgun. You'll have a blast watching that stuff.
You have to have that. And if you're right-handed, you'll have two thumbs forward on the left side,
right,
and that is the military way of doing things. And you know, opposite if you're left-handed. You know?
Okay.
Right. And you know what? If that slide comes back on your pistol and goes ahead and scrapes your skin a little bit, you know, hey, that's just the way it is.
Just happens.
If you make an accurate shot when you need to. That's what you're gonna do. And what would you rather have? A little scuff on your thumb, or
be dead?
Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Tim, we got to run. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Limey, you killed you single-handedly throughout just by saying you bought yourself a couple of guns. Look what you did. We killed an hour. I'm a little bit behind, but we'll make up of it, as they say, on the other side, on the flip side. Scott Sherman is in the building. He will be in here in a few minutes. He is an attorney. He will help you with your legal questions. Here are the numbers. Smart people will call now. Tell Dan when he answers, I'm going to hold for Scott. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255.